Good morning, Aurel. Today is Monday, 8th of April, and right now it's partly cloudy on 26 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today predicts clear with temperatures ranging from low 27 to high 33, with a heat index on 39 degrees Celsius. It's supposed to be breezy with southerly winds at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can again expect clear southerly winds again at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 80 and will drop on 62% by noon. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 6%, and on Wednesday is new moon. A group of concerned Auroville architects, along with L'Avenir d'Auroville, this morning inaugurated cartoon exhibition on affordable housing in Town Hall and in Solo Kitchen simultaneously, which will be on display until 12. With invitation to all, they are also asking for our valuable feedback and saying that all will be analyzed in order to supplement the final recommendations of the group of architects to L'Avenir d'Auroville and the Housing Service Board. And here's Manu talking on the exhibition and topic of affordable housing.
Trying to visit places where people have tried out simple techniques to build, low-cost methods of building. And so what we have represented in the cartoons is actually what we discovered in these visits. And after these visits, we would make it a point to meet at Solar Kitchen and try to chew over our whole, literally.
And the feedback of the community on
Yes, we're going to ask the feedback. And also, what we've come up with is a set of strategies which can be applied to any type of construction in Auroville, and you would get a reduction, cost reduction of about 25%, up to 25% of the project cost. So if you apply all these strategies to any project in Auroville, not just housing, we've come up with these strategies so that we could have a brainstorm in the community whether any of these can be directly implemented, and if yes, then how we can do it. Now, this is a discussion we'd like to engage everybody in Auroville with, and it needs to be done as a mission right now, because, you know, everything is going out of reach, especially houses, is going out of reach of people. And then before it gets institutionalized, before the whole high-cost mechanism gets institutionalized, we must deconstruct it. And it's a very, very urgent task which Auroville must take up as a mission. No? And it's been highlighted, you know, by all kinds of observers, advisors. You know, the governing board has constantly been talking about it. Everybody who comes from outside tell us how to, you know, how to, in which direction to go. But we haven't really come together to do it, you know. So this is one attempt.
That's a plea to the community to step together.
Yes, yes.
Those 40 architects, they're architects of Auroville and also intern students as well?
No, these are Auroville architects and also volunteers from outside and interns and, you know, new architects coming from outside. So it's not just, you know, a small group. It's a big group, and I was quite happy that so many people were keen to do this work together.
And what is the involvement of L'Avenir?
L'Avenir supported the whole exhibition from the idea stage to the final production. So L'Avenir, in fact, funded the, you know, production of the panels, supporting some of our costs and all that. So that's the involvement of L'Avenir.
And you choose a really specific media, which is cartoon,
yeah? Yeah, because we didn't want our observations to be fossilized in a report and shoved away in a library where it gathers dust forever, you know. So we wanted it to come alive, all those ideas to come alive in cartoons which people can engage with and, you know, talk about and give us more ideas, which eventually we can put down in a report form. But, you know, that's not our objective. Our objective is actually to start like a ignition, you know, spark plug. So you create a little spark in the community, and it might be just a very small spark, you know. This is the work of Swapnil here.
Okay. The governing board is coming at 10, yeah?
Yeah, I think.
You know. Elaborate, or is there?
No, they'll just pass through this place. So we were just told in the morning that if we set it up in half an hour, then we can get some feedback from them also.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Sadi.
Hi.
You're the author of
movie. Yeah, I made the cartoons for this. Basically, it is Initially we started with the verbal thing, writing all the things and putting it up on paper, but it was not working because the common public doesn't understand it. So we thought that we can convert it into some cartoon form which people can relate to. So it's an image, yeah. So that's why this main titles which we've given, and showing what the inner work is in a cartoon form so that, you know, people can grasp it properly. So there are 5-6 such topics under which subheadings are there, which we try to, you know, portray.
This exhibition will be simultaneously here and in Solar Kitchen.
Yeah, in Solar Kitchen as well.
So
yeah.
You copy them.
Copy them, yeah.
Afterwards, it's going to be put in a book as a formal report.
The report. Yeah. This is going to be there, but the ones who are really interested in knowing how to build an affordable house, the full report will be kept at Solar Kitchen here, so that people can refer to and what we are talking about, the construction costs and all of that, how we can, you know, sort of compress it a little bit, tighten it.
Out of that interaction and also out of the report and everything, it should be action,
right? Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Planned to some action.
Yeah, this is going to happen. Manu is doing it near Oro Dam. Oro Dam to Courage. There's this big stretch where this near to Solar Kitchen. So there, this thing is coming up, affordable housing. It's on a huge scale. So there's just for people to get to know about this. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Following in is an excerpt of Saturday interaction of governing board with the community at Southwind Bharat Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, and chosen minutes are with Dr. Karan Singh talks on UNESCO and Auroville as possible or not World Heritage Site.
I felt very strange because you were touching points which of course are independent, but it seems as if he was answering the reason for which I came here today.
Your name, ma'am?
My name is Paulette. Yeah, everybody knows me as a troublemaker. So I am in Auroville since 28 years, but in fact I started with Osho Aurobindo Ashram and with some of the greatest disciples, without even talking. So I should say that without their example, I could not stay here any longer. I've been running away for years, meeting other gurus, and particularly Jayendra Saraswati in Kanchipuram, Shankaracharya, trying to find India, because I felt depleted for years in Auroville. I could not find the old sadhaks, the great sadhaks. I could not find the spirit of India. Finally, I decided that it was useless to keep running away and I should be here, concentrating on my work, which, as you know, is based on a compilation on Sri Aurobindo's and Mother Yoga and on Auroville during the Mother's years. So my last work, and I gave you some paper now, concern Auroville, UNESCO, and the mother interacting through Kailash Javeri on UNESCO. So just Saturday I was given by Kailash a CD with over 220 messages and written messages by the mother. I put together all those concerning UNESCO and I gave to you. So this is a hot topic and we are going to have a resident assembly. Personally, I don't know what the resident assembly can decide when first of all is not even known how badly the mother wanted to have the support of UNESCO. And then there are other reasons, material reasons, which might answer to what you were saying, that we need to secure the lands. And I'm very happy to hear, finally, that we also need the professional to build the town, the real town planner, the real architects, the real engineers. And because of that, I put up an exhibition, which unfortunately, I don't think you have seen, on Ottawa, the capital of Canada, which I saw as the closest example of a city similar to what the mother wanted for Auroville, not only in terms of contemporary architecture, but also in terms of engineering and above all landscape architecture. And I really wish that the team of landscape architecture is taken very seriously. Anyhow, all this is what Aurobindo would call the objective side. So there are strong reasons to ask for the support of UNESCO to have the professional to build the town, to be helped to purchase the land for prestige and so on. But the reason why I'm so attracted by UNESCO is not even this, is not for material reasons. It's because after going through the over 400 pages written by Kailash, it became very clear that UNESCO is just a symbol to which the mother clinged, not just and only for material consideration, but because it was a kind of mirror. So I was very touched even reading the first speech of Malcolm Adishesha when he came for the first time talking to the ASHRAM students, where he admitted clearly that UNESCO had failed and that any other attempt had failed. And so they really looked to Auroville as the materialization of a dream that everybody else so far had been failing to realize. And one of his last exchange with Kailash was, in fact, Kailash wrote a very serious question which were read to him by a prestigious man of television, but in fact it was Kailash who wrote. And finally, she was asking also for material support and finances. And Adishesha replied, "This will happen, but not now. First, the whole world must collapse. Everything must be lost. Then finally, the world will turn to Auroville." Mm. So,
I hope Auroville doesn't get lost in the process.
That's the point.
Let me just say a word about UNESCO, because I am the Indian representative on the executive board of UNESCO. I'm going there this Saturday, later this week. I'll be going to Paris to attend the General Assembly. UNESCO has already passed several resolutions supporting Auroville and calling upon the international community to support Auroville. It hasn't had very much effect because I don't think the international community has reacted in any way positively. But nonetheless, it's on record, as you say, that UNESCO is there to support or has supported the idea of Auroville. Now, the other question that is raised occasionally is whether Auroville should become a heritage city in the terms of the UNESCO charter. Now, there are two views on that. One view is that Auroville is still a work in progress. And if it becomes stuck there, then we may not be able to develop in the way that we should. And they don't give any money. They are also broke, by the way. Let me tell you. So if you think that by becoming a heritage property, you're going to get any money or not, you can. It may give you a certain amount of psychological boost, but that's about it. So there are two opinions sharply divided on this. I made an alternative suggestion. I said, why can't we try and present Matri Mandir as a heritage, world heritage? That is the Matri Mandir and the gardens, because there's a clear-cut demarcation there. But then that person said, no, it's going to divide Auroville and all. So I still don't have any very clear views on that. It depends if the Residents' Assembly, the Working Committee, if there's a consensus in Auroville that you want to try for a heritage status, either for the whole of Auroville or for the Matri Mandir, if there is a consensus, then the process will have to begin. You can't just get it by applying. There's a very elaborate process you've got to prepare documentation and plans and management plans and so on. So I'm open either way. Let's see how things develop.
General meeting about the water maintenance service will be held on Wednesday 10th at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone. The Resident Assembly Service has received a list of 71 signatures of Aurovillians who support the proposal that the water maintenance service continues its service. The Resident Assembly Service on behalf of Disorderville calls for a general meeting to examine the following agenda points. What is the process for unit closure and how has it been applied in the water maintenance service issue? Is there a body that ensures transparency and adherence to ratified processes when controversial decisions are taken by working groups? If not, do we need such a body? Are there ratified processes that regulate procedures such as closing a unit, freeze of unit accounts, redistribution of unit assets and reopening of units? If not, do we need such a processes? And the last, is there an interim solution to address the specific situation around the water maintenance service? Today at 6:30 p.m. in Bharat News, we are invited to listen to a musical composition by Shobha Mitra, presented by teachers and students of the vocal music section of Sri Aurobindo International Center of Education. The film documentation is done by Manohar, and it talks about Sri Aurobindo's arrival in Pondicherry. Hai says that Earth Day first meeting was a very successful and creative one, and here are the ideas that came up. This year, Auroville communities are going to take up short-term environmental challenges to meet before the Earth Day, and they hope that successfully completing them will inspire the communities to take up long-term challenges to be met by Earth Day 2014. And they are inviting us for their next meeting today at Mark's Cafe in Visitor Center at 4:30 p.m. On Friday, 12th of April, between 10:45 and 12:30, we are invited to an open house at Transition School. We will be able to meet the children and see some of the work that they have been doing this year. The art center and all of the classroom will be open to all. Additionally, we can see an ATB display in the multimedia room. Auroville Film Festival announces the third Auroville Festival will take place in September from 18th to 22nd, and during those 5 days we will have the opportunity to see movies in four different categories. First, those made by residents of the Auroville and bioregion, including guests. Second, made about Auroville or bioregion. Third, made by students living in Auroville or bioregion. And fourth, films that develop the theme of human unity. As the previous festivals, the scheduling will take place in the morning, afternoon and evening at Multimedia Center Auditorium and other venues. An open-air screening will be organized. The team of Auroville Film Festival has already been working on the organization for several months, looking for movies on human unity from all over the world. They invite us to email them our suggestions for this category. They expect lots of movies from Aurovillians, children of Auroville and other residents of the city. And they absolutely do not censor anybody's entry, though they screen the films for technical adequacy. They invite us to work as soon as possible on our films, so that we will be able to submit our production before the end of July. And we are most welcome to talk to them. We can contact them on Auroville Film Festival at auroville.org. And at the same time, they announce an invitation to design a new logo. They are asking us to try our hand at designing an image for Auroville Film Festival 13. They need an image that can be used to represent the festival this year on posters and other publicity material. The image should reflect anyone or all of our concerns. Human unity, sharing, creativity, understanding ourselves better. And here's the reminder from Nilanjani Invitational Art Show, which opens on 21st of April, by Audrey, saying that if you had forgotten, now is the time to make your entry to be delivered ready to hang with all the information. Price, medium, name, artist on the back. Take it to Hank's place, out on Sunday on Thursday 18th. And remember the theme, mysterious, strange, unexpected in blue. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall today at 5 p.m., they will screen powerful introduction to Sri Aurobindo and Mother's Evolutionary Action, Sat Prem and Home Apre Home, two film interviews with Sat Prem, Mother's confidant for nearly 20 years. Screening will be in original French version from 1981 with English subtitles. Copies of both films will be available after the projection. And we should remember that this one is the last projection. And later on at 7:30 p.m. we can see drama crime thriller Speak, made in Pakistan in 2011. And tomorrow at 8 p.m. there will screen drama Run If You Can in collaboration with Goethe Institute Max Müller Bauen, Germany. And it was done in 2010 by director Dietrich Brüggemann. On Wednesday we can see a cultural Two Tenors and Soprano, which is an operatic love feast at Berlin Waldebühne, and it was filmed in 2006 in Germany by director Franz Hoff. The mother wrote, "Grant, O Lord, that I might be like a fire that illumines and gives warmth, like a spring of water that quenches thirst, like a tree that shelters and protects." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on ourradio.org.